Well, Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network, coming to from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that'll determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you, the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And, well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of our good friend William Grigg, former senior editor of the New American Magazine, now working full-time, writing, raising his family, keeping up a blog, which we'll tell you more about later, and certainly appearing here on a regular basis at Radio Liberty and on other radio programs as we try to educate the American people about the disastrous course we're currently following. Hi, William, how are you?
Dr. Stan, it's wonderful to be with you again. I'm a little under the weather, but apart from that, I think I'm doing pretty well.
All right, fine. Well, you've taken your albiotic and vitamin D.
Yes,
now, that's
fact,
what you need.
I have, and I think that's the one thing that's keeping me on my feet.
Okay.
It's a borderline miracle product. I love it.
Well, if you need more, well, let us know. But it basically keeps me going. So go right ahead. What are we going to talk about today?
I think it's worthwhile to take note of a rather remarkable development, and that is the fact that the Republican National Committee, seizing upon the obvious defense of original discovery, apparently has prepared a draft resolution which would be taken before the full committee in January, condemning the Bush administration for embracing socialism. Now, that's something you and I have talked about a great deal over the last year or so, and a number of other commentators have pointed out that however Mr. Bush has chosen to package his programs, his initiatives, his entire agenda, in substance, they have been socialistic. Whether you're talking about this huge Medicare boost that took place about 5 years ago, that enhanced Medicare prescription drug benefit that literally entailed hundreds of billions, if not $1 trillion or more, in future liabilities. This was done, I believe, as a cynical reelection ploy trying to nail down a constituency for the 2004 election. But that, of course, was unabashedly socialistic. That was something that was rammed through a Republican Congress, many of whom were recalcitrant over the prospect of adding that kind of liability to future generations, already a large and expanding overhang of debt and expense that's being passed on to our children and grandchildren. But this is done at the initiative of the White House, and it was done in a way that I thought was stunningly irresponsible and dishonest, because they kept the vote open for hour after hour while these members of Congress were being harangued, bullied, bribed, exhorted, extorted. This was done simply, I believe, once again, as a Rovian political maneuver. They wanted to be able to ensure that in 2004 the White House would be able to count on the voting constituency which is most politically active, which is that of people 50 and older, the cohort of our population for whom the Medicare benefit, the prescription drug benefit, of course, would be most important. But that's just one example, and when you take a look at what's happened over the last year, the last 4 or 5 months in particular, with the effective nationalization of the finance industry, the financial banking sector, with the all but consummated nationalization of the 10 largest banks, commercial banks, and of course now the impending nationalization of the auto industry, there really is precious little left in the economy, really, for Mr. Obama and his minions to socialize. And so the Republican National Committee, now here in the dwindling days of the most lamentable presidential administration in the history of the Republican Party, at least since Lincoln, are trying to put themselves on record and put some distance between themselves and the Bush legacy after being the enthusiastic supporters and chauvinistic defenders of Mr. Bush. Chauvin, by the way, for those who are interested, Chauvin was a soldier in Napoleon's army who was singing the praises of the Grand General even as he bled his life out on the battlefield of Waterloo. And chauvinism, although it's usually attached to the word male to refer to a certain set of purported attitudes on the part of people like you and me who believe that men are men and women are women and we should keep the two distinct, Chauvinism actually refers to any type of intransigent prejudice that seems to be insulated entirely from reason. When you're completely devoted to something that is manifestly wrong, or to somebody who is manifestly mistaken, perhaps lethally so, to that extent you could be considered to be someone like Chauvin and hence a chauvinist. And that's the way the Republican Party leadership has been until just the last couple of months. When they're looking down the barrel at the prospect of political extinction, well-earned political extinction for the National Republican Party in any case, there are some state-level affiliates that are better. California has some elements that I find commendable, so has Texas. But the point is now that we've seen that the Bush socialism has pretty much flowered into a huge and world-historic economic collapse, and granted, he's just at the tail end of a very long process here. But he's the one, of course, who's going to be remembered most conspicuously in connection with what's happened over the last several months. And the Republican National Committee is at last willing to call it what it is. It is socialism. It's corporate socialism. That is to say, it's what most people who have studied economics would have to call corporatism or fascism. But it's still collectivism, still a form of socialism nonetheless. It involves the forcible redistribution of wealth and the encroaching governmental control of the productive elements of the economy. And so I think that it's worthwhile to bring this up, if only to point out that last, for instance, having been put in the position of lethal peril, mortal peril, the Republican leadership is willing to admit the truth that more honest and forthright people have been talking and speaking for the last several years, but also to see that we're on the record once again and to make sure that the records reflect the fact that what Mr. Bush has been promoting for his entire two terms in office, and of course those behind Mr. Bush, more importantly, the power elite that propelled him to his current position and sustained him and whose bidding Mr. Bush has done, they've been promoting a form of socialism. And I think that's important by way of illustrating something you and I always talk about, and that is the fundamental fungibility of the two main political parties. There really is no substantial difference between the Republicans and the Democrats. They play to slightly different constituencies. They keep these constituencies riled up against each other because that creates a very useful political friction and a very useful political fiction as well, and that is that you get to have a choice if you choose between one of the two presidential standard bearers for these political parties. It makes it very convenient for the people who are really controlling things behind the scenes, that we're always talking in terms of personalities. We're talking in terms of brand names or team loyalties. And meanwhile, of course, the process of socializing our entire economy, our entire culture goes on apace. Wars of empire and conquest continue. The debt, of course, continues to accumulate. And now we see where the economy, the literal, physical, tangible economy, is at last beginning to bear the brunt of decade after decade of policies of this sort. People have been distracted to death, and now, of course, we're seeing the bills coming due, and that is the sobering reality that confronts us right now. And I think in the next two or three or four or five months, people are finally going to understand some of the really important things that we've been talking about and pleading with people to understand for years, if not decades. So our situation is dire, but our opportunity, I think, is ironically promising, because catastrophe has a way of clarifying one's perception of what's really going on.
I agree with you totally, and I think that people should not be discouraged by what's happening. They should realize that we have the greatest opportunity we have ever had. And remember, I've been at this for 46 years, and not very many people who could make that claim.
Yeah.
certainly most of my life I've been at this. And certainly, you know, we have an opportunity now, if we can educate the listeners, that they can begin to educate others. And people are going to, you know, begin asking, well, why did I lose half of my money in this stock portfolio or my pension fund? Or certainly, why is the value of our currency going down now? That's going to happen. And I think you can safely predict and tell people we're going to have an inflationary spiral in 6 months or a year or 2 years. It's not a matter of if, but when, because inflation has nothing to do with rising prices. It has to do with increasing the money supply, and they are increasing the money supply like a drunken sailor spends money when he gets back to port. We've got a wonderful opportunity, so don't despair, ladies and gentlemen. This new year is going to be the greatest opportunity we have ever had. Wouldn't you agree, William?
I agree, and it's going to be the greatest opportunity because it's going to start out with this sort of flush of phony optimism on the assumption that there's going to be some kind of substantial change when the Obama administration comes to power. the change of scenery, the change in personnel, or some of the backdrop in Washington always imbues people with this misplaced sense of optimism.
Hold that thought. We're going to be back here in just a minute with our special guest, William Grigg.
I know what it's like to lay awake at night and worry about mounting credit card debt. That nagging feeling in the pit of your stomach that just won't go away, and the phone calls from collectors. Forget about it. Then I called Help You Out of Debt. Their professional staff of debt mediators were able to help me get my upside-down finances back on track and help stop the phone calls. My Help You Out of Debt settlement specialist understood exactly what I was going through. My specialist was able to get creditors off my back, negotiate huge reductions on most of my balances, and help me fight back against the credit card companies. Help You Out of Debt specialists are experts in debt mediation and settlement. They are on your side. They've helped thousands of people just like me and can help you too. Call now and get a free debt review. If you're $10,000 or more in credit card or unsecured debt and ready to start fighting back, call 866-374-3101 and get your free debt review. That's 866-374-3101 or on the web at helpyououtofdebt.com. 866-374-3101.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929. How much are you willing to lose? Take action now. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129. I believe that we are facing a financial catastrophe of biblical proportion. Over recent decades, numerous economic systems have failed. Current Federal Reserve policy and uncontrolled government spending have set the stage for the United States to be the next target. Secure your assets today by calling 1-800-686-2237, extension 129. Do this while paper can still buy gold. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon-222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
So you finally decided you're going to stock up and store food. But why settle for bland, tasteless food? Why settle for less? There is an alternative. InternetGrocer.net. Enjoy the most delicious storable food at amazing prices. Enjoy creamy, delicious, real cheddar cheese in a can. Indulge in real canned meats and real canned butter. Storable meals from InternetGrocer.net will bring such variety and flavor you won't be able to tell you're actually eating storable food. You can purchase by the can or by the case. Choose a variety pack or an entire year's worth of food. InternetGrocer.net has non-hybrid seeds that will produce delicious food for you and your family. Ensure your food supply for years. Find out just how delicious storable food can be. Call 903-356-6443. That's 903-356-6443. Open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Or shop online at internet-grocer.net. Again, that's internet-grocer.net.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and certainly our guest this afternoon is William Grigg. We're talking about really what's going on in the economy, what the next year is going to hold. Will William pick up the story from there?
I think it's important that we review what's happened in this past year. 2008 really is one of those epical years in world history that I think, assuming that there will be future historians to chronicle what's happened, that they have a clear-eyed perspective on what really occurred, I think 2008 will be probably matched up with such years as 1968 or 1971, 1973. 1929 is the one that everybody adverts to because that, of course, is the year that the stock market collapsed and the beginning of what became the long emergency of the Great Depression is traced to. 1873, of course, was the year where we had another panic, 1857, 1858. I think that 2008 perhaps would be a larger catastrophe than any of the foregoing because never before in history have we had a global economy of the sort that we have today, in which the foundation is the sandy soil of a fiat currency that calls itself the dollar, but has none of the dollar's characteristics. The dollar that exists right now is not even the shadow on the wall of a cave of what a dollar really is supposed to be. A dollar has a specific statutory definition having to do with a particular quantity of silver, or in a fiduciary sense, a dollar is an instrument that can be exchanged for that quantity of silver. And what we have right now, of course, are gaudily decorated pieces of rag paper that are circulated by our government and used by pretty much every government on Earth, with a couple of exceptions, a growing number of exceptions, I have to point out, and represented to the public as a dollar. But, of course, it is an instrument of fraud. It is an instrument of debt, but more importantly, it is a vehicle of fraud. It is a way of fraudulently transmitting the responsibility for debt to somebody as part of an exchange. And we have an entire economy built on debt, not on productivity, not on wealth which is created through the useful, socially enriching function of mixing labor with capital and raw material and producing something that will be bought by somebody else or offering a service that is similarly useful. Our entire system is built upon debt, force, and fraud. And that bubble has popped, as we have predicted. I remember discussing this with you way back in, I believe, March of this year, Dr. Stan, where we were saying that by August or September, there was going to be a huge financial collapse, and it would have immediate impact on the real economy, meaning that realm in which people are actually exchanging what we call money for goods and services, and that households would feel the pinch, retailers would feel the pinch, and so forth. We're coming off the worst holiday retail season, as they call it, Christmas time retail season, of the past 40 years or longer. We're still not entirely sure just how bad the damage has been. But that, of course, is going to cause an immediate undertow that's going to take down a number of major retailers, Circuit City being one. There are a number of others that were on the bubble, if you will, that were heading into possible bankruptcy. But the fact that people weren't spending their money, and by the way, that's an intelligent reaction to our current economic environment. If you don't have money adequate to spend for something that is gaudy and luxurious, then spend your money on something less expensive and worthwhile, or keep your money and find some other way of expressing your affection at Christmas time. That's a perfectly responsible thing to do. As a matter of fact, that's the only responsible way to proceed, notwithstanding the exhortations that envelop us every year about our patriotic duty to go out and spend ourselves in the penury in order to keep the consumer economy going. But this consumer-based economy is coming to a halt in its present form, and we're facing what I have called and will continue to call the extinction-level event for the dollar-based economy. There's just no way that the dollar, as presently understood, is going to survive what is unfolding right now. And in 2008, the stock market and the investment markets in general shed something on the order of $14 trillion in virtual or assumed wealth, that is to say, wealth that existed in the realm of speculation, that existed in the realm of what was on the books in your investments and portfolios and so forth. Something like $14 trillion of that has evaporated, and that's a very difficult way of describing what happened because it was all assumed to begin with. I don't know if something which is largely assumed can be said to evaporate, but that's more or less what we're confronting here. That amount of liquidity, that amount of capital, that amount of so-called wealth is gone, never to materialize into something tangible and worthwhile. And at the same time, the federal government, in order to stave off the consequence of this bursting speculative bubble, is doing exactly the wrong things, which is what the federal government always does in pretty much any circumstance worthy of comment. But they've created something on the order of 8 point, but the Federal Reserve and the Treasury, which are pretty much functioning as the same entity right now, have created something between 8.4 and $8.6 trillion. They've basically borrowed that, or they have inflated that into existence in order to supply the needs of the investment banking community. And that's the equivalent of more than half of the gross domestic product for the United States in the year 2008. I don't think there's ever been a situation like that in the history of finance or history of politics that's been recorded thus far. There's a fascinating analysis that I read a couple of days ago by Robert Higgs from the Independent Institute, where he's talking about what's going on with the excess reserves that have been pumped into the banking, the commercial banking system by the Federal Reserve. He said in August, since August, the amount of excess reserves has risen from $2 billion to $559 billion. And then he provides a graph, which was actually compiled by the St. Louis Federal Reserve, where it shows how we had a nearly horizontal line on the amount of excess reserves of depository institutions, a nearly horizontal line that went from 1925 until August of 2008, at which time it essayed a directly vertical trajectory. So you have an L-shaped trajectory here of those reserves. In August of this year, starting in August of this year, actually I believe the break point's November of this year when those reserves started to be tabulated, but it was horizontal until that point from about 1925 or so, and then it literally went straight up to a total of almost $600 billion that were pumped in suddenly between late August and early November of this year. Now sometimes you've seen a hockey stick type of a signature on a graph where there's a slight bend and then it takes off in a direction that could be, say, about a 75-degree angle relative to the preceding trend. This is not a hockey stick. This is an L. This is a direct vertical increase. And what Mr. Higgs points out is that so far this amount of excess reserves has had a relatively small effect on the measurable money supply because it's still tied up in banks that don't necessarily want to be lending as promiscuously as they had been before the bubble went burst. Before the web bubble went pop. But that's not because, once again, what we're being told is that there was not enough liquidity in the system, there was not enough money out there to lend. There's all kinds of so-called money to lend. What happened, of course, that people understood that they're not going to be getting a return on their loans, and for that reason they stopped lending money to people who weren't trustworthy. And that's what always happens when you have a boom and bust cycle created by loose money and credit policies by a central bank. The boom happens, and then suddenly people want their money back. They find that they're not going to get their money back on their investments. Rather than making these bad loans, they start to, quote-unquote, hoard their money, which is, once again, an intelligent course of action. There's nothing that says that you have to lend money to people who aren't trustworthy, unless the system depends on that. And what people are learning right now is that this system depends on that type of behavior. And they're also learning that no system that depends
on that. Hold that thought. We'll be right back.
With rising unemployment and an economy that continues to fail comes an increase in crime. Are you safe when you walk to your car? Are your kids safe when they go out? Everyone needs something to give that extra edge in case of an attack. You need DPS pepper spray from MrDefense.com. DPS is the strongest pepper spray on the market and is the same spray used by hundreds of law enforcement agencies from around the world. Need something more? The Stinger Keychain is a great way to surprise a potential attacker. Mr. Defense carries the largest selection of stun guns, air tasers, knives, swords, batons, survival, spy, and tactical gear. Surprise your loved ones this Christmas with a gift of safety and security from MrDefense.com. Mention this ad and receive 10% off your order. Visit MrDefense.com. That's MrDefense.com or call 1-800-313-6400. That's 1-800-313-6400 today.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health
communicable diseases and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWaters.com.
Attention, this is an extremely urgent self-reliant news bulletin. If you have ever wanted to produce your own cheaper-than-dirt survival food, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Here is why. This network has just learned of a new video course that reveals the secrets of how to safely prepare and store all types of survival foods in an event of social unrest and food shortages here in the U.S. Grain shortages and hunger are spreading across the globe. Will troops guard the food supplies in the U.S. this fall? Don't wait. Learn the food shortage skills that can keep you and your family alive in a crisis. Get the details at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com. Or you can call toll-free 877-327-0365. Don't wait for empty shelves. Go to foodshortageusa.com while you still have time. www.foodshortageusa.com or toll-free at 877-327-0365. Act now.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
Are you tired of searching for Freak Talk Radio? Well, search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and our guest this afternoon is William Grigg. And before we go on, William, would you tell our listeners how they can get in touch with your blog, how they can get your material?
I appreciate that. There is a very convenient website with the easily remembered name willgrigg.com that is the portal to everything I do on the web. You can go to willgrigg.com and look in the upper right-hand corner of the front page, and there's a list of outside links, the first of which is to my blog, Pro Libertate, which I try to update between 3 and 5 times a week with a 1,200 to 2,000-word essay of an investigative nature, but it's an opinion piece. It's investigative polemics, I like to say. Most of the writings that I do have to do with attacks on the integrity of individual liberty and individual property, whether you're talking about the pilferage of individual wealth through inflation or the outright theft through taxation, or whether you're talking about physical assaults, which are becoming much more common now in terms of the outright seizure of property through eminent domain, or the outright seizure of people through the abuse of police power, or something else that's become a very big subject of late, the militarization of law enforcement and the growing and increasingly tangible prospect of outright military rule in the United States. All these things I cover in Pro Libertate. And a lot of what I write is also reproduced on LouRockwell.com. Lou Rockwell is the president of the Von Mises Institute in Auburn, and the Mises Institute tries to keep alive the legacy of some of the giants of the Austrian School of Economics, most notably, of course, Ludwig von Mises, after whom the institution is named, but also the late Murray Rothbard, and a number of other people whose insights into the nature of inflation, for instance, are particularly timely today. But Lou Rockwell, as I mentioned, maintains LouRockwell.com. He reproduces a lot of what I write at Pro Libertate. But in order to find what I write, the easiest way to go is to go to WillGrigg.com And also a lot of the books that I'm writing, a lot of the projects that I'm doing, apart from the blog, are going to be available through willgrigg.com. My most recent book is called Liberty in Eclipse, The War on Terror and the Rise of the Homeland Security State. That can be purchased through my blog, also through Radio Liberty and through Amazon.com. I'm working on another book that I'm trying to get published in the next couple of months or so, the working title for which is Cry Defiance. And I'm also working on a couple of other outside book projects that are not yet titled, but very encouraging and very provocative, one of which I think is going to be very important. It's going to deal with the communitarian movement and the communitarian ideology, which is deeply embedded in both branches of the establishment political party, as I would like to refer to the Republicans and Democrats as being pretty much part of the same entity. But once again, for those who are interested in seeing what I have to say, what I've written, and looking at perhaps getting a hold of some of the books I've done, some of the other products that I'm putting out, willgrigg.com is the easiest place to go. And I appreciate, by the way, everything that you're doing, Dr. Stan. You mentioned that you've been doing this for 46 years.
Well, I've been, I got started back in 1962, and July of 62, and I've been at it ever since then.
Yeah, that's quite a ministry.
Well, I think it's a fairly privilege. I really enjoy doing what I do, and what a wonderful time it is to have a voice and to be able to reach people and to educate the younger people so that they're going to be able to continue when I'm not here.
Exactly.
Basically, I think our message is a little different than many, in that we certainly emphasize what you emphasize, and that is the spiritual component of what's going on, the fact that there really are organizations that have an entirely different spiritual foundation, because these people don't believe in a different God. And until you understand that, it's so difficult to really understand what's going on today.
Well, what you believe about God will have a lot to do about what you think about your fellow human beings. And if you believe that we're the result of some bizarre chance mutation in a primordial slime pit, that itself was the creation of some random aberrant collision of matter set randomly in motion in an unsponsored and unsupervised universe, then you're not really going to believe that there are moral consequences when you mistreat other human beings.
Right.
It just stands to reason that if you look at another human being and you see him as being somebody who's just above the apes as opposed to just below the angels, that you're going to treat that other human being a little bit differently than if you believe that that other human being, like yourself, was made in the image of God and invested by the Creator with rights that we have to protect and which will be held accountable for violating. And if you don't understand that spiritual element of what we're talking about, spiritual only in the sense that it's intangible, not in the sense that it's inconsequential. All these things that are spiritual are very consequential. But if you don't understand that dimension, that a lot of what we're talking about really isn't going to make a whole lot of sense in an ultimate sense. And you'll also fall prey to a lot of the bad assumptions that end up creating the problems we're dealing with. I mean, you and I have talked about John Maynard Keynes before, the socialist architect of the Bretton Woods system, the chief advisor, one of the chief advisors, not perhaps the chief, but one of the chief advisors in the creation of the New Deal. And his legacy is best summarized in that cynical, despairing bromide that he uttered, where he said, well, in the long run, we're all dead anyway. And that is the perspective that informs his concept of deferring the costs of socialism to future generations. The idea being, well, we need all this money right now. We have to grow our way out of a depression by ensuring that prices stay up. We have to fight deflation by inflating the money supply and then putting people to work on projects that may not be socially useful but will provide a justification for inflating aggregate demand. Because after all we're doing is we're passing these costs off down to futurity, and eventually we'll all be dead, and that'll be somebody else's problem. What a selfish, cynical, despicable point of view. And it has something to do with the fact that he was a thoroughly godless man, that he didn't have any children. He was, as I've said before, somebody who played for the other team. He was a homosexual, didn't have any issue. He didn't worry about having children and grandchildren to deal with these problems that are being deferred. You know, I have five children. As I mentioned, a sixth is on the way in February. And I really find it offensive that other people are planning their future for them and presuming to defer these costs that they'll have to deal with. And I know that tens of millions or hundreds of millions of other Americans feel that way. And that's because at some point there's some thick residue in all of us of this spiritual heritage that created the institutions of liberty that, although badly in disrepair or in some cases outright destroyed, we still remember what they look like. We have to keep the conversation alive so at least we can remember what these institutions look like and how they're supposed to function so we'll have a chance to rebuild them someday.
I certainly agree. Well, anyway, it's a wonderful, wonderful time. Because
yeah.
I think we're going to see a lot of people begin asking what happened. And we've got to have people out there in the listening audience who have listened to our programs together and certainly read your material and read my material, who can begin to expound and explain to people, don't you know that this is all planned? Don't you know that there really are people who run the world behind the scenes? And, of course, these people have financed communism and financed Nazism and financed Al-Qaeda, and, of course, they're financing, you know, the intelligence services in both Pakistan and India today, which, of course, I'm sure are getting ready sooner or later for a great war over there. Don't you understand these things are going on? And then hopefully somebody out there is going to say, well, tell me more. And that gives you a wonderful opportunity to start getting the material that we offer
exactly.
And that you offer as well. So anyway, go right ahead. We've got about 2 minutes
really,
before we go to the next
break. We talk about inflation. We talk about the way that the money supply is manipulated to the benefit of certain people who are plugged into the highest echelon system. The first best use of inflated money, of course, is that the government enjoys. But, of course, the next best use would be that of the investment in corporate interests who are attached to the government. So there's always a vested interest on their part in inflating the money supply, irrespective of the ravages of inflation as they are experienced by the rest of us who see the power of what we earn, the buying power of our dollars being reduced, and we see the value of our savings and our investments being stolen from us. The thing that I find really interesting here is that, once again, we're being told not only that inflation is something that just happens, that's of course, one of the most pernicious lies that's been woven into the political discourse of this bipartisan system. You know, inflation is somehow this self-existing third force that we really don't quite control. But now we're being told something that is a lie that is somewhat contradictory to that. We're being told once again, as the American public was being told back in 1933, 1934, that inflation is our savior. Because
hold that thought. We're going to be back here in just a moment. Have you made preparations to look after yourself and your family in case it's a national emergency or a terrorist attack? Well, I want to tell you that the government's looking after their people. In fact, plans have been made to protect people of high-ranking position in government, but they're not making any preparations for the average individual, so you're going to have to look after yourself. If you'd like information on long-term food storage, if you'd like information on the other items you would need in case of a national emergency, why don't you give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927, and ask for the emergency food catalog. We'll get it right off to you, and we'll get the items shipped directly from Ready Reserve Foods. That's 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. You're going to have to begin making preparations to look after yourself.
Honey, have you seen the remote?
Sweetie, have you seen my car keys?
I can't find my wallet.
Sound familiar? Why not save time looking for lost things and lose the stress instead? Introducing our patented Find One Find All Key Finders, or FOFA XD for short. Once a FOFA key finder is attached to each of those easy to lose things, it can find and be found by all the rest. Use your wallet to find your keys to find the remote control, or any of them to find an uncharged or muted cell phone. The possibilities are endless. FOFA goes through walls, cushions, and laundry baskets up to 30 feet and projects a clear 90 plus decibel beep.
Got the remote!
Oh, my keys.
There's my wallet.
Order your FOFA today with batteries included along with a 30-day money-back guarantee by calling Find One Find All at 866-245-8670. That's 866-245-8670. Or buy online at findonefindall.com. That's findonefindall.com.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. For the past several months, folks have constantly asked me to give them the date as to when they should be finished stocking up on food. We've been so beaten up by stock market, banking, housing, and unemployment crashes that we're desensitized and frozen inactive like the frog being unknowingly cooked in gradually increasingly hot water. Well, snap out of it. We now have a deadline. Joe Biden said it's going to happen. Former Secretary of State Colin Powell went on CBS Meet the Press and pointed to about January 22nd as the time a major international incident would force the new president to make unpopular decisions. Well, I take the general at his word, and my best advice is to have your food in your possession prior to the inauguration. Contact eFoodsDirect.com for your supplies prior to this deadline for disaster. Ask yourself, is it better to have too much too soon or too little too late? Call 800-409-5633 or on the web eFoodsDirect.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, our guest William Grigg, and William, go right ahead.
Yeah, I was saying that right now, from a million different venues and places of influence in the media, we're hearing the same refrain that inflation is actually a good thing. And this, of course, is being a hymn which is being chanted to us, or a mantra that's being hummed in our direction, amid the falling prices in energy and a couple of other sectors of the economy that are making life somewhat tractable right now. I really don't know what it would be like during this particular phase of our economic decline if we were dealing with $4.50 a gallon gas prices, in addition to everything else that's going on. But because we've got this big unwinding going on in the energy sector, gas prices have fallen precipitously. That's a pretty good example of deflation at work. And what we're being told is that the government has to save us from falling prices, which is all deflation is. It's the shakeout of prices in the deflationary area after a bubble is burst. Especially the bubble is burst and accounts have to be settled, and there's a contraction that goes on as people retrench. What has to happen is that this has to go on for a couple of years in order to deal with all the malinvestments, the clusters of errors, and so forth. Bad debts have to be written off, or arrangements have to be made where some portion of those debts are paid back. Things of that sort have to happen. But what the government does, of course, is it starts to create money out of nothing and use this in an attempt to keep prices up, keep demand up, on the assumption that this is a good thing, that it'll keep people working, and it will somehow bring about they'll repair the damage done by inflation with a larger outpouring of inflation. Well, that's something which has gone into the system right now over the last couple of months. We talked about that in the first segment of this conversation. But the question is, at what point are we going to get the snapback from all this money that's being created by the Federal Reserve, all this money and credit being pumped into the banking system, investment community, and so forth? Howard Kunstler is one of my favorite analysts of the economy, although I disagree with him about the peak oil thesis. I do think that he has some intelligent things to say about the economy, and what he has pointed out in his most recent essay is that people he has talked to have said that the credible estimates he hears from the time that this new liquidity will filter through the banks and other recipients and into the so-called real economy, the credible estimates I hear run between 6 and 18 months. So if you assume that this really started in August, say the last week of August, first week of September, and that this inflationary wave started then, count from 6 to 18 months to give you a timeline as to when this is going to start hitting the consumers here, when this huge wave of monetary inflation is going to be translated into price inflation. He says, I forecast that the U.S. dollar is is going to be worth 40% of its current value by next Christmas, I think that's optimistic. He thinks that we're going to lose more than half of the value of the dollar. I think we're going to have probably a loss of 67 to 75% by next Christmas. And then by way of giving us an even more dismal forecast, Mr. Kessler says people will starve, lose their homes, lose incomes and status, and lose the security of living in peaceful societies. It will become clear that the long emergency is underway. I don't know how much of that we're going to see in 2009. May God preserve us from any of it. But the fact is, we have to know why this is happening to us. This is not something that simply happens. It's not something as apparently irrational or inexplicable as an earthquake or the arrival of a doomsday comet. This is the result of deliberate policies undertaken by intelligent but quite frankly evil people who are seeking to aggrandize their power at the expense of the rest of us. Once you know that, once you understand that inflation is something that reflects a deliberate policy, you understand how to walk back that policy and reverse at least some of the damage. You'll understand whom to hold responsible and what mistakes to avoid in order to prevent people like that from acquiring power in the first place. These are lessons that are dearly taught, and they'll be very painful to learn again. But unless people will at least listen to reason about how these things come about, those lessons will never be learned. And now we're going to have a teaching opportunity. That's what happens. Whenever you get something other than what you really want, you have a teaching opportunity. Neither of us, none of us wanted to see this catastrophe unfold. We saw, of course, how it was in the offing. We predicted it would come. It's now on. It's now arrived. It's now beginning to assert itself. Now we have a teaching opportunity, and I certainly hope that the public will take this as a learning opportunity as well.
Well, I certainly hope so, and I just hope and pray that people will begin to understand what's happening. I hope they'll help other people, because this
yes.
will be a wonderful time to demonstrate what Christianity is really all about.
Exactly.
But I think that we're going to have to begin to look after one another. I think there's going to be a lot of suffering. I think a lot of people are going to be impoverished before this is over. And our only hope and prayer is that we can come out of this stronger than before. We could do that if we would return to a gold-backed currency and stop the socialism in Washington, D.C., but it will not happen unless there's a change in the hearts of the American people. I look forward and hope and pray that there will be a great revival, that there will be raised up among us who ministers who will be out there bringing people back to a realization of what America is about, what freedom is about their responsibility to their fellow man and their responsibility to God. But certainly, that is certainly up to God, not to me. Anyway,
exactly.
We've got about 30 seconds to wrap up the program, William.
Well, I wholeheartedly agree with that, and I do think that one of the ironic blessings of this situation is we're going to be able to have the distractions taken away from us and to be able to fix our minds on those things of permanent importance. Our family is going to be drawn together in ways that previously had been impossible. When the consumer economy lures us with distractions and dissipations, now we'll be able to we'll be drawn together out of necessity. That's a good thing. Families do need that kind of togetherness.
Amen to that. Well, God bless. We'll talk to you on Friday evening.
Okay, take care. God bless.
And we'll talk to you next year. Bye-bye. God bless. All right, fine. Well, that was William Gregg, and we hope that you enjoyed him. I always enjoy him. I think he's one of the most articulate spokesmen we have, and we're privileged to have him with us. Well, if you'd like to really understand what's going on, you need to get our little pamphlet, The Financial Meltdown. You need to get the little pamphlet on the history of money. They're both available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You can read by November a newsletter. It's up on the internet, radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. And if you don't have access to the internet, you haven't gotten anything from us free for some time, why, we'll be glad to send you a copy of that if you call us and request it. Well, if you'd like to get one of our catalogs and certainly learn about the emergency food products we carry, about the Berkey products for water filtration, about the health products, which are really going to be so important in the coming months and years, because you're going to be able to have to be able to maintain your health, and you need to get stock up on health products. You ought to have things like, well, we take Alibiotic. It's a combination of oil of oregano and elderberry juice and garlic and two or three other things that are said to increase your immune response, and I take it regularly when I start coming down with the flu, and we've given sent a regular supply up to Will so that he can take that when he's having a problem. You ought to have a good supply on hand. Believe me, at least as far as my family is concerned, we do very well using that. And a substantial quantities of vitamin D, usually about 5,000 units of vitamin D, which is good to prevent cancer, but specifically it helps to build up your immune system. So allobiotic and vitamin D, this is what we take. If you'd like to know more, and give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. If you'd like to know about the spiritual battle, why, you can read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. You go to our website at radioliberty.com and simply scroll down under our DVDs, and you'll see my talk there, Brotherhood of Darkness. You can see it there, but we sort of hope that you'll buy the DVD and copy it and get it in other people's hands, and you have our permission to copy anything we've made and disseminate it. You can get our talk on the Forbidden Secret. Somebody's put it up on YouTube. Didn't ask me whether they could do it, but they did it, and that's fine. We want to get the information out, or you can get the DVD from us and copy it. It's called The Forbidden Secret, because there is a secret that's been passed down for 5,000 years by the sages of these secret societies and the mystery religions. And, of course, that is becoming openly talked about today. In fact, we'll be talking about it in the next hour with a member of a secret society, one of the most powerful secret societies in the world that you've never heard of. But, of course, these things are real. They're not imaginary. And there really are people who have a different worldview because they worship a different God. And once you understand that, so much of what's going on today really begins to make sense. So, again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And, of course, then, of course, you send you a free catalog, or you can get the products we've talked about. But your job is going to be to learn how to talk to other people and explain to them what's going on. Explain to them that Barack Obama was put in power by exactly the same people who put George Bush in power and Bill Clinton in power and the first George Bush and Ronald Reagan and Jimmy Carter, and very little has changed. And then please pray for America.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN program. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local station and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones. As